We're joined now on the phone by James Morrow, who's a National Weather Service meteorologist in Raleigh. He's been tracking Winter Storm Diego since well before it arrived. And now as we're getting on to the other side of it, looking at how long we're going to be dealing with the after effects. James, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first of all, in terms of total accumulation, what did we end up seeing from this storm across the Triangle?
Yeah, the Triangle saw quite a wide variety of accumulation. To the southern and eastern portions, you saw anywhere from 1.5 to 3 inches, versus the north and western portions, you saw anywhere from 9 to even 12 inches with isolated higher amounts. So it was quite the gradient across the Triangle as a whole.
Are we done with the precipitation now?
Yeah, we're wrapping up right as we speak. So the last of the precip is moving just off the coast with the tail end of this system, and we should start the long-awaited drying out period.
So now we're looking at the melting of all of this stuff off the roads, and I know temperatures are going to be dipping below freezing overnight for the next couple of days, so we'll have to worry about refreezing and black ice and things like that. How long is it going to take, do you think, before road conditions get 100% back to normal?
Yeah, we're lucking out because the skies are going to clear, but unfortunately that means the temperatures in the overnight hours are going to really dip pretty low. We're talking overnight lows tonight, Monday night into Tuesday, are going to be as low as 25 degrees, maybe even lower, especially across the northern and western portions of the Triangle. Tomorrow we're going to heat up some, but we're still going to remain in the 40s. So even with mostly clear skies, we're not going to have too much in the way of melting going on. And anything that does melt will unfortunately freeze again Tuesday night and Wednesday. So we'll be keeping a close eye on this as we head into midweek.
So maybe Thursday to get back to normal, you think?
Yeah, so we'll slowly be climbing. So we'll have mid-40s on Thursday and then finally getting into the 50s on Friday, right ahead of the next storm system that looks to bring quite a bit of rainfall to our area.
Other pieces of advice, things that people ought to know as they get further into the week?
Yeah, so certainly if you come across any wet areas or areas that seem to be wet during the early morning hours, treat it as ice. You know, take it slow. Do not brake too hard. Do not make wild turns, as that is often when you lose control of your car. So treat any wet spot in the roadway as if it was ice.
James Morrow, National Weather Service, thank you so much for being with us today, and thank you and everyone there at the office for following this storm all weekend long.
Yeah, thanks for having me.